Are you doing stuff overseas already?
We have done work overseas for pharmaceutical companies and a little bit with foreign governments in the past. But right now, we've got our work cut out for us here.
Obviously, you have a number of military people on your board. What sorts of things are they seeing in what you're doing?
And you're also welcome to talk to them if you would like to, with any of these guys. I'm going to talk to Henry Kissinger also, and I might have a meet with you when you're back in New York to talk to you about this.
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
It's a very similar application to the hospital application, both in terms of the emergency room and trauma, as well as just the cost of healthcare. I mean, if you talk to these senior military leaders, they'll tell you that the cost of healthcare is a major problem for them in terms of their own budgets. And the way that we can facilitate savings, both on a direct out-of-pocket basis, as well as a fully loaded basis in terms of what quote-unquote real-time data means with respect to being able to make better decisions around how you triage someone, and then around the time it takes to triage them, the time they're in a bed, whether you give them the right intervention the first time or whether you have to go through this back and forth process, it adds up really fast. And so that's an element of it. And then there's military-specific applications too that are quite promising when you think about what it means to be on a mission or in the middle of nowhere and need, you know, access to technology. And that's something that, you know, I'm personally very passionate about, because I see it as our way to serve the people in whatever small way we can.
What would it, like, beyond what, whatever you have in your centralized location in Phoenix, say, than all the, is that something that you can put out in the field, you know, when we're fighting in Iraq, or is that too large?
No, we can't.
So that's the sort of thing we're talking about.
Yep. Exactly.